You're listening to a podcast from the Cinema Geekly Podcast Network. We're the geeks you deserve and the ones you need right now.
Today we are canceling the apocalypse!
Welcome to Unscripted Parenthood, a podcast about movies and parenting. I am Anthony Lewis, along with Aurora Babalu, and we have some... this is not exactly the podcast. It is, but it's
the first,
not...
The first episode of the podcast, the intro.
Yeah, we want to try to, like, describe what it is we're going to be doing. And Aurora has come prepared... Whereas I have not.
So I don't know if prepared is a word.
She's come more prepared than I have. Which, you know, on a percentage scale, she is 100% more prepared. I'm just ready to go on the fly. But do have sort of like a little structural breakdown of of what we're going to talk about today and explaining the podcast going forward, right?
That is correct. Okay. Yes. So I thought it would be nice to start with, you know, letting people know how we know each other. Because I was kind of like thinking before the podcast, you know, how long have I known Anthony?
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's like, I think we started recording, was it like 2012? Or am I off?
I could, there's the part of my brain that wants to get the, like, the actual direct answer. Technically, it was before we recorded a podcast, so there was some time prior to that. And I am going, now I'm intent on finding the actual episode, because it's going to drive me crazy. Okay, and it's too late. I've already found it. So it's been shorter than 2012. It feels like it's been quite that long, but it actually hasn't. The first episode of anything we've ever did together was we did an episode of Level Your Gear. It was episode 13, and it was aired on March 8th, 2015.
Oh, okay. Still.
Yeah. So it's
We're going almost 10 years.
We're almost at next year will be 10 years. Yeah. This is 9 years of knowing each other.
Yes.
Yep.
And what's crazy about this is that we've never met each other in person.
No. this is also true of me for like everybody at Cinema Geekly, with the exception of, no, that's not quite true. Past people, I have met Aaron in person because I knew Aaron. I'd met him in person one time before we had ever done podcast together. Also, my daughter, I have known for quite some time before we did podcast together. But other than that, I have not met anybody else from Cinema Geekly in person. Glenn has met Ben in person.
All right.
Went to the UK a few years ago. But yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, originally what happened was Anthony posted on Instagram, I think.
Yeah.
It was kind of like an ad for Cinema Geekly, and you were looking for a female to join.
Specifically. Yep.
Specifically a female. I saw the post. I don't even know how I saw it. But I saw the post, and I've never had any podcasting experience whatsoever.
Really? Like nothing? I mean, you had
nothing.
You've done some public speaking though.
Yes. So at that time I was running a group that was called Ladies Geeking Out. And I used to go to like comic conventions and speak publicly about gender equality in geek culture. So I had some experience with like public speaking and talking about geeky stuff, and I'm a geek also. and I saw, you know, the post, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. It's like talking to friends about the TV shows I like, and video games and the stuff I like. And I just sent a message randomly. I didn't think at all that I was going to get a response.
Yeah.
what I did. And then you invited me to go to the Level Your Gear podcast mm-hmm. to kind of like try out if I would be good mm-hmm. At it. And that was it.
Yeah.
I've been here ever since.
Yeah, you were actually the first person to contact me. Mm-hmm. There were two other people, I think, that reached out that didn't end up working out.
Oh, now I feel way better now.
I know. and we started with the gaming podcast because I think when we were talking, like, you just thought like that was the area you would feel more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And you've made some guest appearances on some of the other podcasts.
Yes.
But as time rolled on and we got to know each other better and your taste in shows and movies and things like that, we started doing other podcasts together. So we do a podcast mm-hmm. about The Walking Dead, and we do a podcast yep. about very specifically Marvel television shows, but not the movies. Right. Never the movies. What are those even? Nobody watches those movies anyway. It's all about the television shows. So we talk about those too. This whole thing, this was your idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, so basically how this came about was mm-hmm. when I joined Cinema Geekly, it wasn't even married.
I didn't even realize that. I thought maybe, yeah. I thought you two were married when you joined.
No, not wow. yet. So I, you know, throughout the time that I've been with Cinema Geekly, mm-hmm. I got married and had a son.
Yeah.
Recently. So I feel like my son is now almost 2 years old.
What?
Yes. But when I joined Cinema Geekly, I specifically remember your daughters were so little.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, you have an adult daughter.
Yeah. She's right? about to be living on her own, actually, yes. here in like a month or so.
And you have a teenager, right?
Yeah. Yes. When you joined, Katie was 5.
Yes, she was little.
She was just a little, just a yeah. little munchkin, and now yes. she is like a beanstalk now.
Mm-hmm.
Just a
yep.
tall, lanky, thin teenager moping yep. around my house all the time.
Sounds about right. Yep. Yep. Yeah, but I feel like, you know, parenting gives you a different perspective in many things.
Yeah.
And a lot of the conversations that you and I have had about parenting have obviously been outside of recording. Like before we were going to record a podcast for like The Walking Dead or any Marvel show, we have conversations about parenting.
Sure.
That are also very entertaining.
Yeah.
That I think, you know, other parents would like to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, tying it back to Cinema Geekly, one perspective that has shifted for me after becoming a mom is certain movies
yeah.
that I saw before that had some sort of parenting in it. Now I see it from a different lens, and
yes.
a lot of them portray a very different way of seeing a parenting that before being a mm-hmm. parent, I will be like, oh yeah, I suppose that's how it is. And now that I am a parent, I'm like, no, that's not how things are.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be nice to kind of like go through some of those movies, watch them together, mm-hmm. and then we can talk about them in terms of how they're portraying parenting. Is it realistic? Is it not realistic? And maybe we can talk about different topics that arise from those movies that concern parenting as well.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. One of the aspects of this podcast that I really like is the... this is just a thing for me in general, is I really love... I mean, I love learning, but I really mm-hmm. love learning about perspectives because I feel like more people need to try to understand the perspective of the person that they're talking to or listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And So one of these, this is actually kind of like an even bigger or better model of the example I'm about to give, but another person on Cinema Geekly that I podcast with, Jacqueline, we do a podcast about pro wrestling, but I love the dichotomy of it because I am approaching it from the perspective of a male wrestling fan who's been watching it all of his, practically all of his life, like since I was like 10, I've watched it off and on. And she's watching it obviously from her perspective, but also as somebody who is relatively new. It's been a few years now, so she's a few years into it. But when we started it, she was kind of brand new to the experience. So you're getting the perspective of somebody who's watched it forever versus the perspective of somebody who has just started watching it. And
that's kind of like this.
I mean, this is the thing that I love most about this. This is the thing that I sort of can't wait to sort of dive into, because there are even more dichotomies here with us.
Yes.
You are a first-time parent with a young child who's a boy, and you are with your partner. I'm a single dad with one grown child and one teenage child, and they're both girls. So we have almost complete exact opposite experiences. The only thing that is kind of similar is that I once or twice did have a 2-year-old, but that is... That's sort of where the similarities end. And then obviously, there's going to be like, there's going to be like, cultural and geographic, differences and, stuff with your family and how that will influence your parenting, stuff with my family and how that will influence my parenting. It's just such a varied thing. And then to sort of use that, and to sort of like use movies as a way to sort of like ham fist in our ability to talk about. This is why I love doing Podjockey so much, is because we can talk about music videos, which is kind of like cinema, but it's really just an excuse to get to talk about music with my friend. So, you know, another thing I love my kids, and I didn't think I would love parenting because because it's something I never gave much thought to. There are a couple reasons when I got older that I sort of realized maybe why I didn't think about it as much. That's not something that's particularly pertinent to all of this, so I don't have to go into the details of that, but the truth is, before I had kids, it was just never something where I was like, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, same.
And exactly people, the same. People used to say that I was really good with kids. And I'm like, okay, thanks for that compliment, I guess. but it never struck me like you would enjoy being a parent or anything. And easily the best two things I've ever done in my life, without a doubt. Nothing comes close to that.
Yeah.
And
I tell my friends all the time, you know, I have a lot of friends that don't have kids. And I tell them all the time, you know, it's not for everybody.
No.
That's for sure. But it is the best thing that has happened to me.
Yeah. It's so, really...
It's difficult to, put it into context for someone that doesn't have kids. It's difficult to put it, because if you are someone that's looking at it from the outside, it looks like a lot of work, and it is a lot of work. Trust me.
It is.
But there are some things that come with it that are difficult to explain as to why it's so amazing.
I would say from my perspective, almost all of the work was mental.
100%.
For me, all of the work was working on myself, like acclimating to what it's like having a kid. And that never changes by the way. Mm-hmm. You're constantly working on it, especially your temper, or when you get frustrated.
Just regulating your emotions.
Yeah, as somebody with borderline personality disorder, it is like literally almost impossible for me to regulate my emotions. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, I feel like I've done a pretty good job with my kids. Mm-hmm. It gets really tough when they start seeming like they're smart, because when it seems like they're smart, you start thinking like, God, they sound so smart when they talk. How come they just don't understand? Don't do this, or, you know, and it's because they're not, you know, they can sound like they're comprehending you, but their little brains are not. They are still struggling to form rational thoughts do rational things.
Now that I'm slowly entering a phase of a two-year-old, having a two-year-old, I am slowly realizing, like before, you know, during the first year, yes, regulating emotions is a part of it, but most of it is just like fighting how tired you are. Now that he's like more independent and I can, you know, leave him playing for a little bit and he will stay there and play. But also comes the fact that he doesn't have the ability to understand why certain things can't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or why he can't like climb, you know, the kitchen counters.
Yeah.
And just that, you know, burst of anger because he cannot do it. That's where now is where I'm understanding regulating my own emotions and staying calm so that he learns to stay calm too.
It's hard to try to remember that they can't understand it. It'll be conversations like that, but more of it. And also surrounding movies. This is going to be a bi-weekly podcast. So the next episode of this will be closer to the end of April, but we will be discussing our first movie. Did we officially land? I feel like we did officially land on our first movie.
Yes, I think we did.
Okay. Yes. And I don't have the year of the movie in front. It's got to be like early 2000s though.
Do you think it's early 2000s? Let me see.
It's got to be early 2000s.
Yeah, it is. It's 2007.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's later than I thought. I was thinking like four or five.
Me too.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a 2007 comedy because we thought it would be nice to start with something funny. And there's always something about watching comedies from an older time period because it's always interesting to see how well does this hold up. My daughter.
There's always something problematic.
My daughter and I recently watched the movie Superbad, which she really loved, but boy, was there some problem. I mean, mostly because the main character is kind of a terrible person towards women and doesn't really change by the end of the movie. But I mean, Seth Rogen is a really funny police officer in that movie.
I mean, it is a funny movie.
Though. It is a really funny movie. So a lot of the humor held up, but some stuff just doesn't. And I'm curious about this one because I'm staring at the DVD right now. I never upgraded this to Blu-ray, but I still have the DVD. And I don't think I've watched it since like 2011 or 2012. Yeah,
I haven't watched this in a very long time.
So boy, we're really like beating around the bush with this one. We're going to be watching Knocked Up, which is starring Seth Rogen. And I cannot remember the name of the girl starring opposite Seth Rogen.
Catherine
Heigl. Yes. Yeah. Okay. This is... I don't remember the whole story. That's okay. We'll talk about it when it comes podcast time.
We'll talk about it, yes.
But I remember it being funny. There's a reason I own it. Yeah. Like, I rarely buy
comedies. It is funny. The reason why I pitched this one also is because... one of the things that was the most shocking to me after becoming a mom and seeing movies was seeing birthing scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're so different than what actually happens.
Some of them have been spot on.
Some of them, but there are others that...
Less so.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of details that get missed in movies and TV shows when there's a birthing scene, and I know this movie has one. So I wanted to pick something that had a birthing scene so we could talk about it.
I mean, hey, if you're going to start at the beginning, start like at the literal beginning.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's a good idea. I completely forgot that there was one in there.
There is a birthing scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I vividly have her face just screaming. That's I remember that.
As somebody, I mean, I don't want to spoil it for 2 weeks from now, but as somebody mm-hmm. who has been through two live births.
Two?
it was not like that.
No. I did not scream.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, it wasn't fun, I'm sure, because the two I...
It's not fun, but I think that, I mean, everybody's different, but I think that in my case, when I have a lot of pain, I just get very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like screaming.
Yeah. The first birthing scene that ever came to my mind was when Keiko O'Brien gave birth in 10 Forward in Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yes.
And she's screaming at Worf. so.
Which also, you would think that in Star Trek, that advanced. In the future, you know, they would
why can't they just beam beam the baby out of there? Yes. Actually, they do in an episode of Voyager.
That's true.
There is an episode where they do like an emergency beam birth. I don't know what they call it. I'm like, why can't they just do that for everybody? That just sounds
I love that concept. Beam birth.
Just transport it out of me, Doc. If you could just if you could just beam it into like the little baby bed next to me.
That will be amazing. Yep. If that was like the case, I would have another one.
Yeah, easy. No, hardly any work.
Easy.
Yeah. Well, and this movie also follows the whole process of being pregnant. So I'm curious,
yes,
as somebody who has mm-hmm. been, to know like how you feel they represented that as well. I mean, everybody's mm-hmm. is different, of course. But yep. I'm curious to know, like, how, if there's anything relatable in that portrayal for you. So I'm excited. I'm excited to do this. So
yes, I'm excited. We have a long list of movies already.
Technically, Aurora has a really long list of movies, which is good because I'm terrible when it comes to thinking of these things.
But there's, when you start thinking about mm-hmm. how many movies have parenting in them, there's so many.
We'll
have a lot of content.
Technically, because so many movies are about dad and mom issues.
Yes. Yes.
Like one of my favorite movies that you don't think is about parenting until you sort of realize it at the end of the movie that it is about parenting is Field of Dreams, mm-hmm. which is also a baseball movie.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still one of my favorite movies ever, but it's totally a movie about being a parent. And anyway, I'm sure we'll probably get to that at some point, which also mm-hmm. makes me very happy.
Yes.
But yeah, more of that to come. I guess this is where we will do the show close. And then Aurora and I will go find some time to go watch our movie, mm-hmm. in 2 weeks time. So, now for the thing that I'm apparently good at, reminding people, that you can head on over to cinemageekly.com to check out the archives of our other shows. Not this one. There's only one episode, so no real archive, but you can listen to this over and over again for 2 weeks if you'd really like to. Go crazy on that one. We're a listener-supported podcast, so there's a couple ways to help out there if you'd like. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/cinemageekly. We are also we're not on our merch store. We have a merch store. See, look, I've already screwed it up. Geeklymerch.com. Links for those will be in the show notes for this episode. And of course, you can find us.
I'm sure we'll have ideas on merch for this podcast.
Definitely. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Pocket Casts, anywhere that good podcasts can be found. Just search for Unscripted Parenthood, hit subscribe, and that way you can join us in 2 weeks' time where we will discuss our very first movie, the 2007 comedy, mm-hmm. Knocked Up.